And if the big hand were on the 9 over here, the big hand were on the 9, it would be what time?
10:45 or quarter, quarter to 11.
And if 1961 was last year, 1962 is
this year.
And something that happened in August 1961, you say, oh, it happened about
1 year ago. Or you might say a year ago. That's quite often you hear
so
that.
You say it happened about
a year ago.
Okay, and if you had a lot of rain in the morning, but nothing in the afternoon, you'd say it looks like the weather is
settled.
And if you had lots of flashes and noise in the air along with your rain, you'd have what kind of a storm?
Thunderstorm. Or electrical storm. Either term is used.
Okay. And if you say today the wind blows, yesterday the wind
blew.
And if you look out in the morning, you see some stuff in the air. It's a heavy, thick
fog.
And you describe that day as a very foggy day. Same.
Foggy.
Some people say foggy. Foggy. That's where we're after things like that. See, that's relatively painless, I think. If you don't have any rain for about 6 weeks, you say we had quite a bad
dry spell or drought. Either one might.
Did they mean the same thing?
Yes.
Same length, about.
Yeah.
Same. Okay, and if you had no wind in the morning, in the afternoon it started to have quite a bit of wind. You say it looks like the wind is
it's getting windy, or the wind is coming up. Sometimes you hear that, but most of the time you will hear it is getting windy.
All right. And if you had lots of wind in the morning and none in the afternoon, you say it looks like the wind is
calming down, or it's not so strong.
All right. You look out in October, you look out on the lawn, you see some white stuff. It's not snow, but you had a heavy
frost.
And in fact, it was so cold that the lake
froze.
And this room here is what room in the house behind you?
Living room.
Did you ever used to call it anything else?
Well, I never did, but mm-hmm. In my girlhood it was called the parlor or the front room, meaning the same thing. Some people said front room and some said parlor.
Mm-hmm.
But you just don't hear that expression.
As a child. Now, if you remember words that you would have used as a child, I'll put these down too, along with the one you use today. These things are also useful to us, so we can tell which direction the language is changing. If you have a furnace, you have a place for the smoke to go up the
chimney.